This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A recent survey about consumer buying trends shows that rising prices are affecting consumers' choices when purchasing food. We will hear more about the survey next.
Start your trading day the right way with Market Matters, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's first look at the grain markets. Every morning, we bring you the numbers from the overnight session, plus a quick snapshot of the macroeconomy and what's driving market moves. Need to know what's coming next? Market Matters gives you a daily preview of market-moving news and reports so you're ready for the trading day ahead. And don't miss our daily livestock market outlook. Get the analyst predictions before the markets open. Get the edge you need. Tune into Market Matters every weekday morning, only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A recent survey about consumer buying trends shows that rising prices are affecting consumers' choices when purchasing food. The survey was conducted by the Strativation Group in partnership with Food and Agriculture Communications Agency, Inspire. Kenny Kuhn is a vice president of insights at Strativation, and he says that a majority of respondents say pricing has impacted their food buying choices.
Over half of these respondents agree that pricing has affected their food buying habits. In a separate question, same thing, over half of these folks that were saying it's also impacting how often they dine out and things like that.
Kuhn details which food categories have been impacted by consumers cutting back.
Number one response is backing off of alcoholic beverages. Top response, right? But then there's a top tier. There's about five or six others that were really important. And it was gourmet items, reducing gourmet items, dining in or takeout, first protein reduction was seafood, sweets and treats, and then rounding out the top tier was beef.
Mace Thornton, a partner at Strativation Group, discusses how high-priced beef factors into the current situation with consumers.
Beef really isn't being singled out, but it's part of that broader pattern that shows that consumers are pulling back on items that they see as discretionary or kind of high cost things. That doesn't make it any less important for the cattle and beef industry. We don't have a value shift away from beef. It is a highly price sensitive signal.
The research surveyed more than 800 consumers. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.